Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I'm the host with the most, I'm Cole, I'm here with the lovely and babbly Miss Amanda.
Hey,
I meant to say bubbly, my bad. Anyways, we are here to titillate, and do other things to
and
your
life.
And spoo. And spoo. We're here to spoo. We're here to fucking toggle your nads with knowledge and information.
You only have one.
So you're supposed to be toggling other people's, and I'm toggling their titties, you're toggling their nads.
Okay.
What do we have to keep? Well, then you know how to do it because I only have one. Why do we have to keep bringing up my heaviness on one side? I mean, I'm unproportionate.
What was the meme I saw today, and it had something to do with
my one nut?
No, it had something to do with two nuts and a protein drink, and I'm like, well, what if it only has one?
That's so. You know, it's really damn sad when even with everything that was going on this week, I was cracking nut jokes. My dad's funeral, I'm cracking nut jokes. That's fucked up. That's as Snodgrass as it gets right there, just saying. Anyways, okay. Oh, but we shouldn't use your last name.
Oh my gosh, our identity's ruined.
Otherwise known as Batman. Oh, fuck, never mind, too late. Okay. So, this is season four, mark that down. Dora, get your handy-dandy notebooks out. Oh no, that's Blue's Clues, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two get your totally handy. Different yeah, kids whatever. Says. Get your handy dandy notebook out. This is season four, episode 146. Do you realize it's 146 times that we've done this fucking thing? That's how much we love what we do because it is fun. We do enjoy doing it. Anyway, so a quick shout out to our sponsors. Hey, you know what? Tits may sag, balls may drop, but a brain is beautiful forever. That's right, kids. Don't forget. Be a reader and read ASN Lifestyle magazine. 3 million readers a month, can't be wrong. Reading is smart and sexy, so be 3 million and 1, and you be 3 million and 2, and over there in the back you be 3 million and 3. Okay, you get the idea. Check out the magazine today. Don't forget also their awards you can take in and vote, and you can vote for us and all kinds of things. We'll talk about that a little later. Mike, that is the greatest comment ever. He says, I am like a Mounds bar and an Almond Joy all in one, because one side I feel like a nut, one side I don't. Anyways, also, you listen to the mag. No, fuck. You listen to the shows, you read the mag. Come on, motherfuckers, go buy some swag. That's right, fullswapshop.com. Hey, you want to know what? It's really funny. Actually, as we record on Sundays nights, so tomorrow there is 17 orders going out, people that have more swag coming their way. So check out fullswapshop.com today and support your podcasters, magazines, and whatnot. We've got some new shows getting ready to come on board. We've got new merchandise getting ready to go up. So check it out. Check it out often. So there you go. Doodly doodly doop.
I did what you did. I painted my nails, but they're like tan.
Mine are black. Mine are painted black. Mine go along with the Rolling Stones. I can't sing a few verses because I don't want to get hit.
Bop. Oh my gosh, bum. No shit.
Whoa, what was that?
Could I was going to do black.
Right? But then we'd match.
At work, it rubs off on paperwork.
Oh, does your boyfriend not like when you do black? Is that too dark?
What does that have to do with shit?
I don't know. I just want to throw it out there to ask you about your boyfriend. Because that's what I do. So I'm talking to my mom this weekend. I never told her. I mean, she knows what we do, obviously. And I, you know, the bonding of everything. She knows what we do. And she knows about our podcast and the merch and all the shit. But she didn't know we'd ever actually done a show talking about after my mom and dad found out about what we do. And my mom's like, can I listen to it? And I'm like, no, honey. No, that ain't happening. Why not? I'm like, no, you're not.
Oh, no, it got funnier.
Yeah, it gets funnier.
What about the flowers and stuff?
Oh, well, hold on. I'll get there. So then I told her, I'm like, well, I'll tell you what. I said, at some point in time, we'll have you on. and you can talk about, you know, when you found out and whatever. She's like, really? I could be on your podcast? That'd be great. So at some point in time, that's right. I'm going to have my
sex
I'm
stories
having,
in front of your mother.
I will. I don't even fucking care. At some point in time, I'm going to have my mom is going to be a guest on one of our podcasts. And so that'll be fun. So we'll make sure we talk about your boyfriend that night. Hey, send in your questions about Miss Amanda's cooter. My mom's going to be here. Miss, dear Miss Amanda, your vagina is the bomb. It's so pretty and pink. It's addictive. I can't wait. That'll be the greatest show ever. That might be a 2-hour episode. I don't know. We'll see on that one.
Wow.
What we will do, we talked about it, is trying to get your boyfriend and my mom to come in at the same time to do the fucking show. That'd be awkward as fuck and funny as hell for me. Anyways, so then the other thing, and some of our friends sent cards and stuff. For people that don't know, my dad passed away, and his funeral was this last week and whatever, which is, you know, shitty, but, you know, it is what it is. But some of our great friends and stuff, tons of support from the community, lifestyle community, and we really appreciate it. And a lot of folks sent cards and flowers. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know, a lot of times they go through and they will take and read who the flowers are from.
They do.
And so the thing is so, and people would sign their cards, whatever.
They just put their name in.
And we're like, well, they're just friends and whatever. So, but my mom this weekend asked me about those. And I'm like, that's a swinger friend. That's a swinger friend. That's a really good swinger friend. That's this is a swinger club. So she goes, well, they're so nice. Yeah, and they're fuckable too. just saying.
What did she say about the one? Well, is she just on your page?
Yeah. The one she goes, is she just a fan? Is she just on your page or family? No, she's a really good friend, but she's on your page. Yeah. Do you know her very well? Yeah, I sure do.
And then she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Then she figured out what that meant. And I think when I said, you know, I'm going to get to know her even better here in a couple of weeks. So
she wanted you to read all the condolences on the
page.
Oh,
yeah. She wanted
to. And because, you go, do you want me to tell you who we fucked and who we haven't?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, no. I'm like, there you go, Mom. Just stick with a lot of people who were very nice and gave us some love. Let's go that way, shall we? So, yeah, there you go.
No, we're not showing her Pornhub.
No. No, but she, you know, all anybody who appears on her show gets like the swag bag. So I guess she'll get the signed 8x10 glossy of your vag that you can sign.
Would it be wrong for me to give her a dildo?
You know what? What a great set. Can you picture if I could get her to do this? So fucked up. I am so going to hell for this. If we could get like sex toy reviews by Mom. Do you remember when David Letterman used to have his mom on to do shit? I mean, years and years ago. Can you imagine if my mom came on and did a sex toy review? Do you know how hard that?
Do you want to picture your mom holding up this 8-inch dildo and going, "I had a lot of fun."
No, I don't. But it would be so funny. Like it would make me physically nauseous and sick. But I also know it would be fucking hilarious and probably would be viral in a heartbeat.
Oh, good God.
Mom's gangbang corner.
Stop it.
Mom's toy shop. Oh, jeez.
Oh, nasty. It's not nasty. It's natural, but I don't want to.
What I like is the boy.
I bet you she doesn't own any toys.
I'll bet you we're not going to find out until after. We're going to go through shit years and years down the road. Just saying.
Wait till she comes to me and goes, "Amanda, I need some help."
Oh, my God. If I have to go to the sex shop and buy her a fucking dildo, I'm going to die. Anyways, likely a boner killer. It could be a boner killer, yes. Hey, this is recommended by Crazy Truth's mom. Oh, God. Also, I'm getting this marketing picture of her sitting there going, holding the dildo. Okay, so for those of you that are listening, you're going to hear us interject. You don't know, we do this live in front of our secret Facebook group, Kasma Inc. Shh, don't tell the others.
It used to be Crazy Cast, but someone had to be a dick.
Yeah, so yeah.
And it wasn't you.
Yeah, yeah. And surprisingly, it wasn't me this time. Weird.
Wait. Just sugar. I've made that comment. Wait till she wants to go to a party.
Oh, my fucking God.
But we'll
have the multi-generational because we got like, two kids.
So I'm standing there with Cole and the kids, which are all adult men.
Right.
And this girl walks in.
Oh, yeah.
All five of us are staring at her. And we're like, who's that? She was a hottie.
She is a hottie. She's older than the boys.
Cole managed to, like, when she went to go sit off on the side, Cole managed to go talk because, well, he has every reason to go talk to someone because they're there to trip, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
For his dad.
Plus, I wasn't going to let the kids be the one to pick up somebody at my dad's funeral. That seems weird.
So they're like, who is it, Dad? Who is it?
Yeah, no shit.
Well, come to find out, it was someone that his mom used to work with. Well, she was coming over today for lunch.
She is way younger than...
Well, she's younger than we are.
Yeah, she's younger than we are. But
I'm just like, well, tell your mom that you want to hook up with her and see if she'll hook her.
The boys are like... Yeah, did you see her back tattoo? I'm like, yeah, hello, relax. We're at a fucking...
She had kicking legs. Oof.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
She was a hottie.
Yeah.
I'd have gone after that.
Well...
I might have scared the shit out of her.
We're still working on things.
We'll see where that goes.
Oh,
you friended her on Facebook.
Yes, I did. Okay, shoulders to cry on. Anyways, okay, so... This is why we're going to hell. This is exactly why we're going to hell. Because here's the thing. I'm not even going to lie. Because the boys are like, and I'm like, you three ain't going to go over there and strike out like retarded over there. That ain't
happening. Well, they were over what, yesterday? And they go, did you ever find out who that girl was?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just standing there all but whacking on. I'm like, put it away. And I like drift over. Hey, baby. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay. Let's get on with stuff that will not get us booted off the air. And whatever, maybe. I don't even know. Who fucking knows? Our questions tonight kick ass because our questions are not normal questions tonight.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No. So, because normally our questions are like, it seems like, it's almost like procedural issues that we deal with a lot of times.
Okay.
You know, teeth or no teeth or, you know, that kind of shit. Okay. Tonight, the questions are awesome because they're more personal questions. Like, this is like Dear Abby tonight kind of sort of thing happening.
Okay.
So, here we go. Yeah, no shit. Boys are gotten. Yeah, mom. You've been the one that closed the deal on it. That'll probably what will be happening. I'll get to be video camera for that.
Darn it.
Anyways, okay. So, let's break out our handy dandy readers, kids, shall we?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Fucking hell.
Or else it's Jerry Garcia. How are you?
I will survive. Okay. We have been in the lifestyle for 3 years. We have a couple that we have played with a lot over the last year. The sex is great and we have fun, but we have realized that they only play with us in private. At hotel takeovers or big events, they are nice. I'm doing the little quotey fingers. Nice, but it seems fake and distant. They never play with us. Also, they get invited to house parties, some that are open to bring people, and we are never invited. And if we are both on a guest list of a party, they won't show up. They'll make an excuse. When we tried to talk to them about this, they blew it off and got uncomfortable. They're embarrassed by us. What do we do? This is from Mike and Deb in Austin, Texas. There's a new one for you.
Are we sure we're not reading too much into it?
Well, okay. So I reached out because that's my first thought. Okay. But so this is coming from them, not me. Obviously, everybody is different. And as I got them both, they both responded to me. Okay. So the other couple, again, they dubbed the other couple relatively popular, pretty popular couple in the lifestyle. Well known. They've been in the lifestyle longer than they have. But they're pretty well known in the lifestyle. And they're always kind of with the popular kids. They have large groups around them. They talk to lots of people. Everybody knows them along those lines. And they're usually with some of the more, Deb, they're the ones that are always with the most attractive people at the party. I'm like, okay. And I said, what do you dub attractive? And the response back was, "Not, we're just average plain Jane. You know, they're attractive." He put, they have a Corvette. They have, that he's always super expensive outfits and clothes. And that they're just, I said, okay, so why do you feel like that, that, you know, they obviously have a great time. He goes, but they only, they won't, they just don't even acknowledge them really out in public. They feel like out in public, they're like somewhat polite, but basically just blow them off. As he put it, Mike goes, we feel like we're that moped that they ride that they don't want anybody to see that they ride. I'm like, oh. And so my thing was, I said, have you, you know, if they're busy, if they, if they go, do they go to a lot of events? They go to all the events.
Okay.
They're everywhere. So there's no shortage of events, whatever. But they have said one of the things they enjoy is that they really get to be more relaxed with Mike and Deb, and they get to, it's just more fun with Mike and Deb because it's one-on-one. And that's the excuse they use for continuously not wanting to play with them at other events. So my follow-up question to that was, are you sure they're even playing at other events? Because let's face it, some people enjoy going to hotel takeovers or a big event, but just because they enjoy going doesn't mean that they actually play.
Right.
And he goes, no, they play. Their room is the hoppinest room everywhere. So...
You just let me know when you're wanting me to jump in.
No, you jump in. I want to get your opinion on this, or what you feel, what you think.
Where to start?
I love our listeners.
Okay. First off, well, I'm like going, okay, there's like so many different thoughts because you have discretion, which they could be. Be nice about not pointing fingers, but keeping it private, who they play with and who they don't. They're keeping you, they might be keeping you out of the popular people, but the popular people sound a little bit stuck up and uptight that you don't want to hook up with them anyway.
Right.
Maybe they don't want you to get in part of that because they are afraid that you'll become one of the popular ones and then you won't give them a chance.
True. Okay, pause a second. That's a really unique perspective because I didn't think of it looking at it from, it could be their own insecurities that they would hate that they go, well, Mike and Deb are super cool and everybody's going to like them more.
Like if I take the boyfriend to a party, okay, he's we'll just keep it at that. I take him to a party and he hasn't been to one,
he's going to be really quiet and not very social?
No, once somebody, if he goes with our group or something and ends up getting laid and people are going to go, oh my God, he's like awesome with sex, then he becomes popular and then I'm like, wish I wouldn't have introduced him to anybody.
Would you actually be like that?
No, okay. Not really. But I'm just trying to give an example.
Now, Mike has a good one, but wow, tough one. Certainly see where they're coming from, but without an open, honest convo, hard to tell. Could be other couple, just like multiple experiences and already playing with Mike and Deb in private, so don't feel the need to play at public events. That's a really good point. You know, that's a really good point. Shelly has a good point. I wouldn't want to be anyone's closet screw. I can understand that. I wouldn't want to be I don't want to be the backup player. And then Amy had a good point also. Maybe at events they don't really want to play with your regular playmates because you see them more often. And then Shannon put they could be protecting them from possible toxicity. And those are all good points. Because
very good point.
Because here's the thing. I never thought of that. I mean, they have a special bond in private, you know, that they said they feel more relaxed. They obviously can kick back and chill and whatever.
And it's more fun than the uptight people.
And because I can honestly say sometimes when you're at an event, God, how am I, this is going to make me sound like a dick and I don't mean to be, but because people know us, okay, I'm not saying we're anything special because we're not, but because people know who we are, it can be intimidating to play in a, or there's more stress for me personally to play at a hotel takeover in like a big group setting because people know who I am. Not special. I'm trying to say this so I don't sound like a dick because I'm not being
asshole.
A dick. Fuck you, cunt. But okay, so I can see that, and where it's like here they found this couple that they can totally be themselves. Mm-hmm. They can totally be relaxed and chill out and just be real with, and they don't want to spoil it. Now that doesn't mean they shouldn't maybe be a little more friendly, or I think
it could go so many different directions because it doesn't necessarily mean that they're blowing you off, but on one side they could be.
Well,
but I don't,
and I think it comes down to communication a little bit. I think Mike mentioned on it too. The other couple needs to express what their deal is. I mean, it, look, if your deal is, hey, look, you're a regular, you hold a special relationship thing, you know, we don't want to ruin that. Okay, communicate that, let people know. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know. Okay, what do you think about this? I know they said they had approached them. I asked them how they approached them. It was not one-on-one. It was kind of more in a group setting.
No, you do it in private.
My thing is, I think that Mike and Deb need to be honest. I mean, even though it's not an individual, it's still another couple. They need to set them down when it's just them. You know, like when they're going out to dinner before they go play or whatever and say, here's how we feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess there's probably a risk that if you do that, that, you know, they could say, well, we're not, they could get pissed, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, because Shelly's, go back to Shelly's point where she goes, I don't want to be anybody's closet fuck.
Shouldn't everybody, if your discretion, should be a closet fuck?
Well,
because you're not necessarily going to go.
No, but I think what she means, and Shelly jumped in if
I'm
wrong.
But I also think it's really asshole to avoid talking to people because, what, you're high and mighty?
Well, yeah, I mean,
we talk to everybody at a party. It doesn't mean we've played with them. It doesn't mean we haven't played with them. But we talk to everybody at a party.
Right. Well, okay, so back up. I think what Shelly means is that you're just on standby. That, you know, you're not good enough to fuck somewhere.
Second chance. Second.
Yeah, the end of the night, fuck. You know, when it's like, okay, well, the quality people are
second
gone.
Choice.
So, yeah.
What do we always call it? I don't want to be your third choice.
Yeah, I don't want to be your last call fuck type thing. You know, okay, Mike has another good point. We all tend to assume the worst, a.k.a. You want to say that word for me? Because I can't all of a sudden. Say it, cunt. Jesus. Anyways, catastrophe. Fuck me. They still play with Mike and Deb, so obviously they like Mike and Deb. Maybe Mike and Deb need to explore more at public events. Some people just like more strange. In the end, need to talk as we are. See more. Talk in the end, and need to talk as we are. Missing one very important
side of the situation.
That's very true. And if I could have read that, so it made sense, like without me chopping it up.
You chopped it, but that's okay.
That's another great point. I think that Mike and Deb have a great opportunity here. Okay, so instead of sitting in the corner, and I don't know if they are or not, right?
Right.
But go meet people. Go look, you know somebody that's in the group. You don't have to talk to them. If you want to meet some of the other people over there, walk up and meet some of those other people. Mm-hmm. Actually, if this couple is all that in a bag of chips, be confident. Maybe this couple is waiting for Mike and Deb to... They don't want people to assume that Mike and Deb are just their posse. You know what I mean? Right. They're not just hanger on, and they're waiting for Mike and Deb to, you know, strut their own stuff. That happened with us. Think back to when we were new. Think back to a couple that had turned into haters down the road, but actually they did us a huge service. I didn't think about this at one time, but remember when they first took us, we first started hanging out with, we'll call them Couple X, And they knew.
I don't even know if I'd call them that.
They knew a shit ton of people in the lifestyle that we didn't, because we were new. Mm-hmm. And initially, we went to places and stuff and met them there. And we were just like, I'm not going to say the third wheel, kind of, because, you know, they knew everybody and they would introduce us to some of the people, but they did their own thing. And we were just kind of like there, mm-hmm. until we finally went, okay, fuck this. And then it's like, okay, well, and we started meeting people ourselves, you know, then we used that and launched and grew. So maybe this other couple is kind of waiting for Mike and Deb to spread their own wings in a way they want them to. They don't want to say, hey, Mike and Deb, quit being just followers, go meet people. So they're going to, it's kind of like kicking them out of the nest, so to speak, you know. Could be. Shannon has a good point, too. The other couple may honestly not consciously be doing it as they have known the other people longer.
Very true.
I can honestly say that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking to somebody new. Because we try. We're not perfect at it. I know that's hard to believe. You want to laugh? You want to giggle? Really? Jesus. Anyways, we try. Fucking.
I had thoughts going in my head. Damn it! You made me lose them.
We try, if there's someone new, to include them. Mm-hmm. But what starts to happen is, you're initially including them, but then you get to talking because you have a relationship with the other people, and it's like if they don't jump in, they kind of get.
That's where people misread clicks.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree with that.
Because it's just going with who you're comfortable with. Now, we're the first to defend the underdog.
Yeah, we are.
And screw the pretty people.
Yeah, no, I don't care what you look like. I don't care who you are. I don't care about any of that shit. If you have guts enough to come to an event, whatever, then we want to try to take and get you involved. But I'm going to say this now, because we're all human. By the same token, if you're new and look, if you latch on to us, which is fine, it doesn't mean I'm just going to coddle you the whole night.
No.
I mean, if you want to follow us around, whatever, that's fine, and we'll try to remember to introduce you, but we're not going to stop our what we're doing as far as that goes. But, you know, we want to try to include people. We hate seeing people just like looking lost, because we've been there. Mm-hmm. We've all been there, you know? So, I don't know. I guess here's my thing. Mike and Deb, find the silver lining in this.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't like I think Mike said in there, don't automatically assume the worst. Mm-hmm. You know, just like you assumed you were going to get fired from work and you weren't. Said you had a gift card. Fucking twit. Anyway, I think somebody saw us.
Finish your thought. Anyway, we'll have to tell that story.
So, you know, don't assume the worst. I mean, if you want to talk to him, but try to find this, use this as an opportunity to branch out and meet some more people. What you may find is if you can bring some people to the table to meet your other friends, then go with it. Don't just assume the worst. If it's really a big deal, then have a conversation with them. Reach out, talk to them when you're on your alone time with them, mm-hmm. and say, hey, look, this is how we're feeling. Maybe we're reading too much into us. Just tell us what's going on. Right, you know, so that's my 2 cents.
There you go. That's really? So cute. Yep.
That's the best you can. What's going on with you tonight? Are you here? Are you with it? What? Did I dick you silly earlier today? That it's just you're still maybe. What?
Wow.
You're just all like quiet and shit.
Because I don't usually have thoughts going in my head.
Wow. Wow.
Let me explain that a little bit differently.
Okay, that'd be a great idea.
I have the ability to clear my mind and not think of a damn thing.
You're like a Jedi.
And it's like I've always done meditation all my life without ever knowing it. So I can
sit
here.
In school, they called that spacing out, but okay.
Exactly. But usually when people space out, it's because they have 50 million thoughts in their head.
Right, yes.
You know how that feels.
I do know how that
I
feels.
Don't. I don't. Yes, so I'm, when it does happen, I'm sitting here trying to think of what I'm going to say next, and you're just looking at me like, are you going to say something? I'm like, I have thoughts running in my head.
Okay, so a picture inside of my brain is like this. If you think of the movie Jurassic Park, the first one, the very first one, when they're sitting there.
The full moon was Friday.
When they're sitting there and they are watching the movie and the little cartoon DNAs are like zipping around, that's my brain.
Yeah, mine's not. Mine's
Amanda's
going,
brain. Amanda's brain is like playing Pong on level one. Doink. Doink.
You're a dick.
Doink.
No.
Doink. Doink.
Are you done?
Doink.
Actually, you know what I focus, you know what I listen
doink,
to?
Doink, 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 doink.
Actually, no. It's the fan of the computer. Can you hear it running?
Great. Now everybody else will be able to hear it running too. Thanks for pointing that out. Oh my fucking Lord. Okay.
So then I was on the thought of the whole work thing. So we were gone Monday and Tuesday, right? The Saturday before, I had gone up to
get cock blocked.
Yeah, I did get cock blocked. I was supposed to meet up and
that was Thursday.
I was supposed to meet up with them. So I went up to work and played counselor. It was fabulous. So, but there was a coworker that saw us milling around. So I'm like, ah, shit, they kind of saw us. So Monday and Tuesday, we were off work. Wednesday, I get to work, and I didn't have access to one program. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. And then I had an email from the HR saying, I need to speak to you as soon as you come see me when you get in. Well, I get there an hour and a half before you do. I'll come see you. No, 2 hours. So I was sweating it for
text at 7:30 in the morning.
What if somebody caught
us? I think I'm getting fired. I'm like, okay, well, there you go.
So I'm like, okay, what the fuck am I going to say? So I have to go do safe with the boss man. And we get in there, and I said, I don't have access to this on the computer. And he goes, well, I got in trouble, so I had to take some people off. But you just send it to me, and I'll post it. And I'm like, okay. And I said, well, and then I got an email from HR. Am I, like, getting fired or what? He goes, oh, no.
Oh, thank God. No, they gave her a fucking gift card.
For $100. Yeah. That's okay.
This is why we do this. This is my world. Hey, it's halftime.
Is this a fucking game?
Yes, it is a fucking game. Everything, it's my fucking hobby. That's okay. What I call it. Every time we have these guys, this is my hobby. That's my dick. That's not a hobby. My penis is not a hobby.
It is mine.
Well, the thing is, you've got
lots. Say anything to that.
The thing is, you've got lots of hobbies. Thank you very much.
But
we'll
I
be
have
here
two that I run to. One consistent. Okay.
And me.
No, shut up. You were the one jackass.
I know. I'm just fucking with you. I gave you morning sex. I gave you sex before we brush. You know what's funny? When we have morning sex, we both don't look at each other when we fuck. Because we both have morning breath and we know it.
That's
think
true.
About that. Yeah. How much kissing
no,
do we
I had coffee breath and you don't like that, so I wasn't going to breathe on you.
Yeah. So still, in
because
morning,
I had been
sex,
up for a couple hours and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go cuddle with Cole. Since, you know, we have a king size bed and we're both on opposite edges. So I'm like, I
hello,
went to go
hello,
cuddle
hello,
with
hello.
You.
Hello.
No. You know, unlike you, which automatically turns to fucking. But I was just like, no, I'll just cuddle.
I cuddled for a while like, and my dick my got ass. Hard. It is what it is. Okay, halftime. Yeah, halftime. The halftime show. I don't have anything good. Hey, so get ready. What do I want to talk about? I don't have any voices. I don't
well,
even know what the
fuck vote.
Vote. Yeah, vote. Yes. Yeah, go to ASN.
Seriously, can you be a little bit more serious about that?
Fuck, goddamn it. Go to ASNLifestyleMagazine.com, and for their awards, you can vote. We are up for, like, multiple awards. We're up for Crazy Truth is up for Best Adult Podcast. We're up for Adult Entertainment Podcast is Crazy Truth. Best Expo, Crazy Winter Nights. Best Online Retailer, Full Swap Shop. Best supporting website, Full Swap Shop, something else, Full Swap Shop. So we're up to like 8 awards. So go on and vote. You can vote every single day.
New startup business.
Once a day. Start a new business. New business, Full Swap Shop. And our good friends at Midnight Devils are up for entertainment, lifestyle entertainment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I nominated them, actually. Yes. So I nominated them. So yeah, so vote for them as well. So check us out, vote us in, whatever. That's one thing. Number two, go to crazycasba.com. Check out our website. We got all kinds of cool shit on there about us. There's more stuff going to be coming soon. We're working on it. So make sure you check out Crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, Casba, K-A-S-B-H, at, no. That,
how about just a dot
fuck,
com, not an
fuck,
ad?
Fuck. CrazyCasba.com.
There's no dot in there.
And also, be listening, FullSwapRadio.com. It's up and running. It's going to be better. We're going to start moving our shows to Sunday nights on FullSwapRadio.com. That's our radio station. We have multiple, for right now, we have multiple of shows on FullSwapRadio.com. I promise you, we are changing the way you're going to listen to podcasts. Stick with us, kids. Go big, go home. And if people who don't like it can pretty much go fuck off, because I don't care.
Tell me how you really feel.
Tell me what you want. Okay. So,
tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Don't do that. We can get sued
I
for
said
that
it.
Shit.
No, fuck off.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. We can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. Never mind. Okay. Hey, we're back. I'll have voices. You know, we're going to have new stuff coming. We're going to, no, you don't have to. We're going to have new stuff coming. Are we ready for question number two? Shall we continue to move forward to questions?
Sure. I'm getting warm.
It's because you turned the heater up.
My feet are cold, Jesus. But my boobs are sweating.
Oh, Lord. You know, it's fun. At some point in time, we're going to be able to do these on a station where you can sit there naked and we can do the show naked. Or you can do it naked. No one cares if I'm naked. Okay.
I don't know if anybody cares if I was naked.
Okay, this question, I can't wait to get the feedback from our page as I do this question.
Do what?
This question. This
oh, feedback?
Question. Are you listening to anything that I say today?
No, I couldn't understand that part. Don't be a dick.
Very blondish acting today. Sexy as fuck and very blondish. Okay, so come on, Blondie. Okay, so here it is. We have been playing for 5 years. We used to play as a couple, but many times my husband does not want to play. Well, fuck. He likes to watch other couples and masturbate. I still go play. My husband does not get off watching me. Before COVID and since, we have really been treated badly, and people are starting to say that my husband is a creeper. It's what he enjoys. How is that being a creeper? This is from Michelle and Tony in Chicago. Rob's naked. Good, Rob. That's what it should be. Okay. Do you need me to read the question again?
No, I heard it.
Okay. So... So at first,
on one hand it can be, and on one hand it cannot.
Depends which hand. One hand would be the normal hand. One hand would be a stranger in the night. I gotcha. Okay.
Oh, seriously.
Okay, so I read this question, and that was my first thing was like, okay, well, that's kind of a, you know, yucking somebody's yum type thing. Whatever.
Yeah, but if people don't know.
Awesome, Mike. They're naked as well. God, everybody's naked watching our shows. Text us your pictures. No, what are you doing? No. You can get us booted on all the different things. Stop it. And okay. Anyways, back to where we're at.
I won't take my shirt off.
Focus. Focus for 2 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
So Shannon put communicate. Well, are they still having sex together? No, they're not having sex together.
At all.
He just needs to make sure the couple knows that's his thing. And Shelly's naked as well in the tub. Awesome. Okay. So we make people get naked. Okay. Here's the thing. This is, you guys are all exactly right. I read this question. I'm like, okay, why would people think he's being a creeper? So I reach out to them.
Okay.
This is where shit gets a little bit more bizarre. Amy, I can't believe you're not naked. Step up your game. Okay. So
cut Amy some slack.
So when I reached out to them, the problem has been, what are you doing?
I was zipping my pants.
Okay. Okay.
Is that okay with you?
I'm going to stop and put your cooter away for just a little bit. I'll wait. It's,
are you going to wait?
It's all good. Okay. It makes for great listening. Anyways, when I reached out to them, here is the problem with it. I asked them, I said, so going to events, he is watching other couples, and he's talking to other couples, and he is watching them have sex, and he masturbates. what am I missing? And they go, you're not missing anything. I said, so who's saying he's a creeper? Are people that are watching him masturbate to the jack off to the couples, are they saying that he's being a creeper? No, the couples having sex are saying he's being a creeper.
Okay, we'll pause. Is he like going into rooms where just one couple or two couples are having sex and he's sitting off to the side jacking off?
That here, there.
We've had that happen to us.
There's where the change falls in with this. What has happened is that.
Well, we kind of had it happen.
It's been a couple of different ways that this has happened. They have been, a couple were at a house party. It sounded like a bigger house party, like 10, 15 couples. Pretty good sized house party.
Okay.
So everybody's naked and he's just walking around, just walking up to whoever's fucking and just sitting there jacking off, just watching. House party, not as big a deal. But it's also been at hotel takeovers and it has been at other events and he is literally just walking into a room because he doesn't feel like he should have to ask because he's not involved in their sex act, that he is just masturbating. He's just sitting there, Jack. He's walking in on people watching. And apparently at one event, they couldn't get into the room that close. The door was open, but it was kind of blocked. So it was okay to watch, but not go into the room. So there's a bunch of people standing there watching, and he just starts jacking off. And it's like, and I'm, so as I'm hearing this, I'm like, I said, so is nobody, is he asking anybody? He doesn't feel like he should have to ask to do this. And the people are not inviting him. They're not inviting him to participate. His belief is, and both their belief is, because he's not trying to get his dick involved. He's not trying to have anybody touch his dick.
No, but we knew a single male, mm-hmm, when we were at a party, would go up to people and go, do you mind if I watch?
Right, exactly.
But he at least asked.
He asked. Rob has a good point in lifestyle. Once you're labeled a creeper, you're pretty much fucked, and that's actually pretty...
Very true.
Pretty true. Mom is in the room. Oh, good. Amy, it's good reason not to be naked. No, okay, so, but here's the thing. Yes, even though he is not, I understand the thought process of going, well, he's not wanting to be touched by them. He's not coming on them or anything. Nope, he'll have a Kleenex and come into a Kleenex. He's not coming on anybody.
Is he like way away and just watching, or is he up close?
He's as close as he can get.
Oh, but that kind of verges on creepy. If you were going to stand at like the door or...
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Who knows?
Or you're going to, you know, if you're standing up against the wall. Like we had somebody one time when that one club opened... in the bigger town next to us.
Yes.
We went and you were having sex with some girl on the bed. I don't remember what I was doing. It wasn't having sex, but I probably was eating her out or some shit. But there was a guy that we knew from a different state over that was sitting in the corner and he was jacking off. Got to where his wife was sucking his dick.
But he was a little bit distanced off. We have seen people... Here's part of the problem. Some people will try to use that as a way to get an invite into something.
True.
Which is
true.
A problem. Okay, we got all kinds of good comments coming up. Mike, without an invite, where the fuck did it just go? Without an invite, violating some of the most basic rules. Yeah, because without being an invite, whether or not you're involved in the sex act, that is a form of a sex act. You should be invited. You should ask permission to do something like that. Or be invited.
You're not normally going to, people aren't going to go, oh, you want to watch?
Right, right.
You know, so you'd have to be invited.
Well, and Charlotte has a good question. Is he not asking because he doesn't want to interrupt the flow? That's a good question. I didn't ask him. It doesn't sound like it. It really came across as an entitlement thing of he shouldn't have to. Now, Amy had a great point in here, and this is awesome. She put, I wonder if a woman did this, would she be a creeper too? there is a double standard lifestyle because
that is because no one would have problems with a girl doing. In fact, they'd invite her to come on the bed.
Yeah, I mean, they most likely, yeah, a girl would have to say, a woman would have to say, no, no, I just want to, I just want to, you know,
I just want
to. So the here's the reality of it. Yeah, there is double standards in the lifestyle, and it's not fair, and it sucks. But sometimes you have to, even though life isn't fair and the rules aren't always fair, mm-hmm. you have to know if you are a guy and even though you're married and you're walking around.
She says she's done it.
I can see that. I can, yeah. Amy, you dirty girl. You. if you just have to understand that there are certain norms you just don't break. Social norms and values you don't break, mm-hmm. even if they're not fair. Yeah, okay, Mike put one thing, an open public area for an exhibitionist is different versus a private room like a club, which is very true. You know, there if he's walking, I didn't ask him, if he's walking into closed doors or things like that, because, again, that's not okay. A closed curtain, a closed door is not okay to invite yourself into.
No.
But it sucks because Amy's exactly right. If it was a woman, there would be no problem. But it's no different than at a strip club. If a woman, you will go to a strip club and watch women grope strippers all day long. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets thrown out. A guy does that, he's getting his ass fucking thrown out.
Now, when we first started going to parties,
mm-hmm.
The very first hotel one that we went to, our door ended up being open and people were coming in. Watch, there was like, what, three couples
mm-hmm.
going at it?
Yeah.
So there was like couples walking in because you were cracking jokes. And if one of them would have started rubbing one off, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
No, but I was drunk and I was cracking jokes because I was like, hey, look, the young people come in to watch this old people have geriatric sex.
Yeah, I was like,
because the girl that I was fucking was like, she's like, quit telling jokes. They can't come if you're telling jokes. Yeah, because I was making her laugh, and I was fucking hammered.
It was more no laughing with dicks in your mouth.
Yeah, that was one. Yeah, no laughing with dicks in your mouth.
We used to cam all the time beforehand, so to us, it was more just live and more fun. It wouldn't have bothered me.
No.
It still wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother me. Rob has a great statement right here. Always tell men to read, quote unquote, read the room. And that is that's very, very true. What's the norm? What's the feel of the room? Mm-hmm. Look, here's the other thing I'm going to put out there. I asked Michelle and Tony their ages. And I'll tell you why I asked this in just a second. So they are a little bit older than us. So they are early 50s.
Okay.
Here's why I asked this question, and this is gonna set shit ablaze here a little bit, but if he was 30-year-old, hard body, rocking, you know, just fucking solid abs, whatever, and a fucking seal killer dick, okay, he could probably get away with it more. Because he would be a higher desirable level than a guy kind of pudgy, you know, in your 50s, thin in hair. Because let's face it, if I go walking, when I had long hair when I was in my 20s, right? 20 years old, long hair, whatever, ripped up jeans, the whole look, right? Versus 48, longer hair, ripped up jeans, the whole fucking off bitch, the whole fucking look, okay? And you could put us side by side and walk into a bar, a club, or whatever. The 20-year-old version of me could get away with way more than the creepy old guy version of me at 48. That's just a fucking fact.
It's just an age thing.
Even though I can fuck better, all you 20-somethings, please listen. Even though I can fuck way better at 48 than I could at 20, right? It's just the truth because I'm a creep.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's how unmemorable it was. Now you come like a fucking
asshole.
That's
not true because you came back and we fucked like rabbits.
Shut up, I'm trying to get a point across. God, I'm never going to get to bang anything under 40 again. Anyways, the thing is, no, but what I mean, it makes sense. A guy where I have bald spots, our spots thinning. They're not bald. They're thinning. So my hair is a little more wispy. My long hair doesn't look as cool as it did when I was 20. So it can look something can look a little more as a creeper when you're older than when you're younger. And it's the reality of the lifestyle. It is what it is. Here's one. Let's do it this way. This was fucking, no, still creepy. Yeah. Okay, yes. And Angela, you're right. Still creepy. Don't know who he is. He just walked in the room stroking. Nope. If we're in a public area, different story. Okay, I'll give you that one. True. But okay, but let's put it this way.
Why did he stop having sex with his wife altogether?
They still sometimes, but he just doesn't get off on it anymore. And I didn't ask him, and I should have. I fucked up on this one. Because it threw me for a loop. Like, we're not in the hot wife scene by any stretch.
Because he doesn't watch her.
But the thing is I still like, I love watching you get fucked.
Okay.
That will fucking rev me up like a fucking none other. So it threw me for a loop where he doesn't get off on that. My thought would, you know, that again, whatever, everybody's different, but, you know, he doesn't have, I did ask this, he doesn't have a problem with her fucking. It's not like oh my God, I can't watch my wife get fucked.
Right.
It just doesn't do it for him. So, here's the other thing I would throw out here, because I just wonder, and this is something that they're going to have to take and figure out. Amy maybe watches too much porn. That could be a really good thing. So a porn addiction. So addicted to porn that watching other people jack or watching other people.
Oh, live
is
porn
close.
Is a hell lot more erotic.
Well, and maybe the thing that he's gonna have to explore is maybe it is a porn addiction. Maybe it's not so much the watching the other people fuck that maybe he's getting off on the voyeurism for him. He gets off on the voyeurism. And the only reason I think it would be a great thing for him to figure that out is that when he figures out the part that's really a turn on to him, he's going to be able to maximize. They're going to be able to maximize their lifestyle experience. If he figures out that the voyeurism part of it is the part that's hot for him, well, then maybe he won't need to be with another couple, and he can set up his own scenes where people are going to come and watch him jack off. Or I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now that he's got this label as a creeper, though, you know, probably the only thing that he's, both of them, her especially, is going to have to go around saying, no, he really just likes to masturbate watching people.
I think that...
That might change it around.
Amy,
but I don't know.
Maybe he gets off on being a creepy old dude. Fucking bitch. Damn it, that's awesome. I love it. Amy, that's so funny. Anyways, no, that's what I do. That's what I like to get off on, being a creepy old dude. Anyways, I think the only way now to, not only are they going to have to go together, she's going to have to go with him to, like, she plays and he waits till she's done playing. And then when he wants to go do this, she goes in with him so that they see they're together.
A couple.
And see that maybe she says, maybe he's not comfortable asking her, that kills it for him, that she can go in first and go, my husband likes to masturbate to watch, would it be okay?
Yeah.
You know, they need to be a team at that point in time. You know, they need to be a team. Mike put, it's like two singles going to a party. No single guy should get away with that. You need consent to watch unless public party room. I agree with that. You know, and Shelly put again also, yes, they need to go as a couple. The only way you're going to eliminate this creeper tag is going as a couple. And letting people know that you're together. Now, her job, literally, and this can be the other thing when they figure out what is really his turn on.
Very true.
But she needs to be, at this point in time, Michelle needs to be Tony's wingman, mm-hmm, a little bit, and help to reverse that. Here's the thing. With COVID and everything, and there hasn't been as many parties and whatever, there's still a time to save yourself, sort of. Mm-hmm. But you need to actively do that. And then look at how you need to change your behavior. So yes, you can still get what you enjoy, but in a way that is not creepy. Mm-hmm. Look, in the lifestyle, it's almost time for us to go, but in the lifestyle in general, here's the reality of it. We all have certain things that we like, right, with kinks, and we all hear the say, we say it all the time, don't yuck somebody else's yum. Okay, that's fine, but we also all have a responsibility to make sure that you are thinking about and you're conscious of how your things are going to come across to people. Mm-hmm. A really simplistic example of this is, obviously, you all know I paint my nails black, right? I wear black fingernail polish. So there are times when I go to non-lifestyle events, right? I take off my nail polish because I know that with that nail polish, there's going to come, it's going to get a different response from some people, right? So it's the same thing with sex acts and the lifestyle. You need to think about that a little bit. Look, if your thing is to carry, you know, you're in a knife play and that rock on, that's your thing, and you like to carry a fucking, you know, a jacket filled with knives, covered with knives from head to toe on you, you got to know if you're walking on a party, you're going to scare some people. Mm-hmm. You have to be conscious of that. So there you go. All right. So best of luck. You know what? Best of luck to Mike and Deb in Austin, Texas, and to Michelle and Tony in Chicago. Hopefully we helped. Or something, things, words, stuff. I don't know. Anyway, so again, hey, real quick again, shout out to our sponsors. Remember, tits, sag, balls, drop, reading, good. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million swingers are reading every single day, every month. You know what? You can be 3 million one. Be a part of a club. Everybody likes to belong. Belong to the readership of ASNLifestyleMagazine.com today and go and vote for us and Full Swap Shop for all the cool stuff. Just saying. You know what else everybody likes to do? Be a part and belong. You know how you belong? Wear cool swag. That's right. You've listened to the shows, read the mags. Come on, fuckers, go buy some swag because it's fun. Go to FullSwapShop.com today. Get your swag. Let us get it sent out to you. And so you're ready to go to party like rock stars. Don't touch that too soon.
I haven't touched shit.
Anyways, also, remember FullSwapRadio.com. We've got shows up the ass on there. It's not just up the ass, but there's great shows all over, all different kinds of shows, podcasts you want to check it out, FullSwapRadio.com. Send us emails at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, dot Kasba, K-A-S-B-H, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Truth Crazy. Check us out on YouTube. That would be www.youtube.com/Kasba, K-A-S-B-H. I'd say it slower, but I'm not going to. We're on Instagram. Amanda's Pussy's on Pornhub. It's on OnlyFans. I don't know. My mom will be finding it soon, apparently. And and we do Patreon, but don't forget to check out our own website as well, crazykasba.com. Until next week, doing it the only way we know how, the only way we want to, and the only way we ever motherfucking will, Kasba style out.